Chapter 12, The Wind-Up and the Pitch. Making music should not be left to the professionals. Michelle shocked. Spaced out and lined up. Notes on the staff will be either space notes or line notes. A space note is any note that rests within a space of the staff without crossing over a line. A line note is any note split through the middle by a line. Notice in the examples that I've included ledger line notes above and below the staff. You'll learn the specifics of ledger lines in this chapter too. Space notes. A space note fits within a space on the staff or between ledger lines. At first, it might be tough to draw a note exactly in the space, but keep at it. If you go over the line, your space note may look more like a line note. Use a pencil with a good eraser. Mechanical pencils work great because you can make fine lines and you don't need a pencil sharpener. Here are some space notes from low to high. Of course, notes exist both higher and lower than the limited number of notes shown here. That's example 1 on this book's website. Line notes. Line notes have a line going through their middle. When you draw a line note, be sure the line goes through the middle of the note, otherwise it might look more like a space note, and that can be confusing. So when you write them, try to skewer the note right through the middle. Here are some line notes from low to high. Of course, notes can be written higher or lower than these. That's example 2 on the website. Ah, togetherness. Line and space notes alternate one after the other. After a line note comes a space note, and after a space note comes a line note. This message brought, delivered, and conveyed to you by our Department of Redundancy Department. Here's what that looks like. This is image 3 on the website. The high and the lowly. Pitch is not only something you find in a tree and at baseball or cricket games. As it relates to sound, Webster's definition of pitch is the property of a sound and especially a musical tone that is determined by the frequency of the waves producing it. Wait, what? Frequency? Waves? Don't you sometimes just hate dictionaries? Shorter, faster sound waves produce higher pitched tones. What pitch means in music is the relative highness or lowness of a sound or tone. If the pitch of one note is higher than another, it will be written higher up on the staff. And if one note's pitch is lower than another's, it will be written lower on the staff. Here's what I mean, and you can see this in example 4 at the website. What? More lines? Most notes are written on the staff, but some notes are higher or lower than the staff can show. Take a look at the staves at the beginning of the chapter. That's examples 1 and 2. See the notes above and below the staff? When a note goes beyond the range of the staff, either higher or lower, small horizontal lines are used to show where the staff would be if it had more than 5 lines and 4 spaces. These are called ledger lines. The words ledger line appeared around 1700, though the practice of writing ledger lines is older. To keep music from looking cluttered, ledger lines are never used unless they're with a note. How about some examples? Here are 4 measures of ledger line examples, with the last 2 being rather extreme. This is example 5 on the website. At home on the ranges. Range refers to the range of notes an instrument is able to play. Each example below shows the range of an instrument from its lowest note to its highest note. You'll learn the symbols at the beginning of the staff, clefs, 2 chapters from now. And in examples 6 through 9 on this book's website, you can see a list of the range of many different voices and instruments in music. For example, you can see soprano, alto, tenor, and bass voice, violin, guitar, and bass for the strings, trumpet, alto sax, flute, and clarinet for the wind players, and the grand piano, which has a very astounding range from low to high. Moving on. Okay, you should now have a good handle on line and space notes and how pitch is shown in written music. Is it all clear? Be sure you've got it before you move on. Coming up, you'll learn the musical alphabet and how these letter names are applied to the lines and spaces and ledger lines of the staff. But first, the chapter review. Number 1. What is a line note? A line note is any note with a line through it. Number 2. What is a space note? A space note is any note lying in a space. Number 3. What does pitch mean in music? Pitch is the highness or lowness of a note. Number 4. If one note's pitch is higher than another, it will be written where on the staff? higher. Number 5. If one note's pitch is lower than another, it will be written where on the staff in relation to the other note. It will be written lower. In number 6, you'll need to either print or look at the example that you can find at basicmusictheory.audio. It is an example that shows you 6 notes, and you are to write which is higher or lower in number 6. And the same thing for number 7. So for those two, take a look at those examples. You can see them by opening or printing the PDF of this quiz. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Find or write a blank staff and use it for these exercises. In 4-4 time, draw in several quarter, half, and or eighth notes per measure. Vary the highness and lowness. Don't forget to put the stems on the correct side of the note. Use ledger lines. Go through your example and identify lower and higher from note to note. Write in the counting. Number 2. On another blank staff, draw in all the line and space notes from one ledger line below the staff all the way up to one ledger line above the staff. Use any type of note, quarter note, half note, whole note, eighth note, anything. Go further than that if you are bold and adventurous.